ready and vigilant. The battle group steams through the Strait of Hormuz. This is where a fifth of the world's oil passes. Tehran has threatened to block the strait and warned U.S. ships not to come here. For Navy pilot Mitch Cole, one of the crew aboard the carrier, this day begins like any other.
It's not much different than it would be at home. I wake up in the morning, take a shower, kind of take care of those personal things, and then grab some breakfast. And then usually at the end of the day, we just like to relax like we would at home. We hang out with our friends. We maybe watch a movie or two, maybe play some video games. It's not too much different than at home.
U.S. commanders say this is not a show of force, but a routine transit in plain view of Iran and the occasional Iranian patrol boat that comes within view. Iran's military hardware is largely aging and outnumbered, and no match for the U.S. But commanders say even the Lincoln is not bulletproof, so its crew stays ready. Armed U.S. helicopters keep watch throughout the transit. Lieutenant Cole, like everyone else on the ship, is watchful. But during this transit, his mind is more on the ship's next assignment, providing air support to operations in Afghanistan, than on any potential aggression from Iran. At the end, it is a routine transit with no incidents. The Lincoln goes on to its next mission, and another carrier group prepares to enter the Gulf. For Cole and for his ship, the routine is to be ready. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln in the Strait of Hormuz.